Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Jeremiah. My name is Gagi Tumanian, and I received one of these letters that you're offering a loan and all that jazz. Just out of curiosity, I thought I'll call you and see what your offer is.
Sure. Do you have that 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, it couldn't have made it shorter, but it says 2311-0401-0055-0109.
Okay, and what's the phone number you're calling from, just in case we get disconnected? I can call you right back.
818-840-0191.
So I got 818-840. I'm sorry? 0191.
You got it. All right. Your name is Jeremiah?
Yeah, Jeremiah. And what's your name?
Yeah, you must be pretty religious there. Jeremiah.
Yes. Okay. How do you say your first name?
Gagik, G-A-G-I-K.
Gagik. Okay, got it. All right.
Both of them are good. It's not Gagik. It's Gagik.
Gagik.
Put the G-A in front of the geek and you'll get it.
Gagik. All right, got it.
Okay.
All right, so why don't you tell me a little bit of what you're inquiring about? Are you looking at equipment, or are we looking at capital?
About this loan here that you apparently put down in here, $250,000, I don't need anyway.
Uh-huh.
But what is your terms and conditions and interest rates and all that jazz?
Okay, well, let me get a little bit of info from you so I can give you a better idea of what you would qualify for as far as amount-wise. Did you have a ballpark figure of what you could use for the business?
About $30,000, $40,000, below 50.
Okay.
Let me explain it to you this way. Maybe you'll understand where I'm going.
Okay.
Now is the low season for my business, okay? And during the low season, people tend to want to sell their products a little bit. I mean, you can bargain with them with cash.
Uh-huh.
That's what I need for. So I can stock up for the coming 2 months later the season begins, and then I can make a few dollars more. Now, you need to know what my business is, or do you know that?
No, so just to clarify, so you can stock up right now and buy for cheap, right?
Right. That's my whole point.
Okay. So you're going to be buying inventory, basically.
There you go. Well, I'll be selling it, but I'll sell it in 2 months' time.
Okay, in 2 months' time. Okay, that's smart. What's your return on investment? Like, if you put the $50,000 and bought this inventory, what would you make back?
Around 30, anywhere between 20 and 35-40%.
20-40%. Okay. Okay. How long have you been in business for?
Oh, I'm 30 years. God knows, 30 odd years.
30 of us, yeah. Okay, good. And how long? What'd you guys do in sales last year? Like a ballpark figure. Doesn't have to be exact.
Well, I don't know. It was ballpark figure between $1.5 million-$2 million.
Okay, so all right, $1.5 million-$2 million. Okay, so. Let me see, 5-2. Are you the only business owner of the business? Are you 100%?
I am 100%.
Okay,
it's me
good.
Me and my shadow.
Okay, got it. Do you have any current loans out right now, or no?
Yes, with the U.S. Bank, I have approximately I'm like 50,000, 60,000.
Okay, all right, but no like working capital loans with anybody else.
No.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, just to kind of give you an idea, can we do something for you? Absolutely. All right. The 30 to 50 is not going to be an issue because we primarily base it off of your sales. And if you're doing anywhere between 1.5 to 2, realistically, I can get you anywhere, you know, close to that 250 mark that you saw that on your pre-approval, which is why we sent that to you. So we could get you 250K. Now, the 50,000 shouldn't be an issue, and that you can always, you know, like you said, you were going to buy inventory. You can pay it back right away, so there will be less of a payback on that if you're only borrowing it for such a short period of time.
Well, what's the short period of time in your book?
Okay, so with the short-term loans, we can do anywhere from 3 to 2 years. So, I mean, 3 months to 2 years.
Okay.
Okay, so if you want to stretch it out a little bit longer, you can. That way you can kind of reuse that 50 and as cash flow. But keep in mind, it's going to be a little bit more of a payback the longer you keep it, right? If you borrow it only for 3 months to 6 months, it's going to be a lot less of a payback than it would be if you took the full 2 years on it.
Okay, now you keep on saying payback. Payback, I can understand. Obviously, I'm taking a loan, I've got to pay it back. But is there an interest rate that you're not talking about?
Right. We don't have an interest rate. So with most of your traditional typical loans, you can pay the minimum payment, right, and basically just pay the interest.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that. We have a set amount, like if you borrowed $50,000 and you had to pay back $55,000, that would be the total payback of what you would pay us back. So every payment you made would go towards the principal and the agreed upon paid back amount.
Okay, give me an example. Let's imagine I'll borrow $50,000.
Okay.
And I want it for 2 years.
Okay.
How do we work this out?
Okay, so typically to be upfront with you, going 2 years, well, you know, you've been there for 30 plus years. It could be, you could get the 2 year rate. Basically, let's see, if you borrowed $50,000 and divided by 2 years, 24 months, you're looking at $2,000 a month just without any type of payback on top of it. So if you put payback on top, let me see here, 50,000 times, you'd probably end up be paying back around over the full 2 years, around 65,000, I'm guessing. I'm just throwing numbers out there. So it's not, this could be a lot less than what I'm saying. I'm just kind of looking at worst case scenario here.
Okay.
Hello.
I'm a person who likes to do what
Gadget?
He knows ahead of time what he's doing.
Hello?
Yes. Are you still there?